Okay, today is 22nd already, September 2016. So another 2 weeks is our gathering. So quite fast. We are still early, another 3-4 minutes before we start. So in the meantime, you got anything you want to ask, you can. Okay, we can get ready for puja. So we have nominate two to come out and light the candle and incense. PG. Then nominate another one. Look, Ucho, man, look, Ucho, Tuesday class, yeah, I thought. Yeah. Help to light the candle and incense. Okay, the rest of us, we can stand, get ready for puja. Why? The light cannot come out. PG able to do it. Sadhu, 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 yeah, can I offer, yeah, sadhu, 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 just put the whole thing there, yeah, it's okay, yeah, sadhu, sadhu, just put that, yeah, sadhu, 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 sadhu. Okay, thank you. You can be seated. Then we can start the puja. Yeah. Yeah. Let us compose our mind, yeah? Develop the faith, sadha, virya, the two very important spiritual faculties. Then mindfully, we shall start the puja. Arahang samma sambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Svakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho sanghang namami. Okay, you can be seated. Then turn to page 1 of the chanting book. We shall start with the vandana. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa Buddhang Saranang Gacchami Dhammang Saranang Gacchami Sanghang saranang gacchami Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami Dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami Panatipata viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami Adinadana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami Kamesu Michachara Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Musavada Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Suramiraya Majjhapamadatana Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. Now we are chanting the Padipa Puja, offering of light. Ganna sarapaditena dipena tamadang sina tiloka dipang sambuddhang pujayami tamonudang Ganda sambarayutena dupenahang sugang hina pujaye pujaniyang tang puja bacana mutamang vanna ganda gunopetang etang kesuma santatin Pujayami Munindasa Siri Pada Sarorohe Pujemi Buddhang Kusumena Nena Punnena Matena Cha Hotu Mokhang Pupang Milayati Yata Idang Me Kayo tata yati vinasa bhavang Adivasetu no bante Paniyang parikapitang Anukampang upadaya Patigan hatu mutamang Adivasetu no bante Pale parikapitang anukampang upadaya patiganhatu mutamang adivasetu no bante bojanang parikapitang anukampang upadaya patiganhatu mutamang. Now we shall make the puja aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all this puja offering. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha brings forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness of ignorance. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense, which we are offering to the Blessed One. Blessed in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dhanaparami of generosity, fruits of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soonest possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free nibbana, making our overall aspiration. By the power of these merits, born of this offering, may our spiritual faculties of sadha, virya, sati, samadhi, and panya be further strengthened until they become balas or powers, sharing and transfer merits to all beings. May these merits be transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay homage to Triple Jam. Buddhang pujayami. Dhammang pujayami. Sanghang pujayami. Okay. You can relax yourself, body and mind, then maintain some form of attention. Then we can start our meditation. We are off the line. Everybody here before, so easy. So just a quick revision. If your spiritual faculties, the five spiritual faculties of sadha, virya, sati, samadhi, and panya are still not stable, then the hindrance will disturb you, mental hindrance. The five mental hindrance, as we all know, they are sensual desire and ill will. The third one is sloth and torpor, lethargic mind, sleepy mind. The fourth one is restlessness of mind. When the mind has problem, it has this tendency to be restless because of fear, worry, anxiety, sometimes sorrow and lamentation. Then the last one is doubt. When you lack faith, when you don't have right understanding, this doubt will make you this not stable in your mind. So when you are doubtful, you tend to have a lot of uncertainty going on. So you will become like you lack direction, you don't know what to do. So the mind that is in doubt is very weak. So these five mental hindrances, they will hinder your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace and inner calmness. That's why you need to cultivate the opposite five, so that the mental hindrances. So puja is a good way. But puja, you can only cultivate mainly sadha and virya through contemplation, reflection, and the puja offering to develop the wholesomeness of mind. Then after that, you can cultivate some form of mindfulness. But if you have not developed the spiritual faculty, it's very difficult to stabilize the mindfulness. That's why we have to do it in the form of meditation. So when your spiritual faculty are still not stable, you need to train your mind. That's why we come out with a skillful means, mind sweeping method combined with loving kindness metta, to decondition whatever heedless thinking that is arising due to the five mental hindrance, so that your mind can become peaceful, calm, relaxed, and just aware. especially mind sweeping method. You just feel relaxed, you don't think anymore. So it will decondition your heedless thinking and make you more peaceful, more peaceful. So you have done it long enough, your mind become quiet very fast. This will bring about inner peace, then to develop inner well-being. You can combine with metta to radiate love towards yourself, then towards others. You can start off by radiating to yourself. May I, this body and mind of mine, be well and happy, well and happy. Feel the well-being and happiness within. So inner peace leading to inner well-being. Then you radiate whatever related metta. May this body and mind of mine too be free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering, free from all harm and danger. May its mind states too be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled. May it keep itself happy and peaceful always. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within our hearts. So you do this, the inner peace leading to inner well-being will stabilize your mind. Then with your faith, your mind will be very calm, very composed. That's how it can help you to develop the meditative mind that is silent, mindful, aware, composed. And the sadha and virya will drive you to cultivate sati. That's how you train your mind. Then after that, you continue to radiate to all the other beings. Then finally, when you finish, you already have the sati within. Your mind is more calm, more peaceful. Then to stabilize it, you only need to use an object of meditation or any skillful means that you're familiar with. Either anapanasati or rising and falling, or any skillful mean like bodo, yeah, or whatever chanting that you are familiar with, or even the hand movement. They call it dynamic meditation or what. The main purpose is to anchor the mind, to develop the mindfulness, to stabilize it. So when you develop it until your mind becomes so quiet, so peaceful and so tranquil and still, that is the ultimate training. When your mind enters pasati, means it will go through all the various stages of training. Initially, when you have trained and your mindfulness has become stable, your mind becomes very quiet, very calm, very peaceful. Then you experience spiritual joy, spiritual bliss called piti. Then when you relax into it and allow it to be, it will become more refined, accumulating to sukha. Sukhang is a type of spiritual blissfulness, more peaceful than piti. Then you continue to relax further into it. This sukhang or spiritual bliss, mental blissfulness, will transform further and make the mind very, very quiet, until all the meditation object can become so subtle, like no movement. But because your mindfulness is still not refined, that's why you cannot feel it. It's like there is no movement. But you continue to relax and silent, don't do anything. This mind will continue to become more and more refined, until it suddenly becomes very sensitive. Suddenly, this silent mind on its own does not move. That it enters a type of tranquility or stillness that we call pasati. When you have developed pasati, it means your mind is very still, very quiet, no thought. But you are not in concentration. You are in a normal state of awareness, without thought, no movement. Then after that, wherever you place this mind, it will be very sensitive. Even your subtle breathing will come back. you move it to any part within your body, you can feel the vibration there, all the movement. Then if you fall to the heart, you can also feel your own heartbeat without any help or assistance. No need stethoscope, nothing, just silent. It's aware. This is the silent mind, the meditative mind that you need to train and develop. Then when you are able to have this mind, you can just relax and silent and allow this mind to develop the meditation. It will understand on its own. It will understand who you are, what you are, and what is this human being all about, how the physical body functions together with the consciousness that is trapped inside. Then you will come to understand the sense basis, the five physical sense basis, together with the mind. They become the sixth sense door. Then how a one contact consciousness come to be. And when consciousness arises, there is this content of consciousness which you will come to be aware of. And through your views and opinion, you introduce them. The content of consciousness will depend on your understanding. If you are still deluded, have sakkayaditti, then that delusion, that sakkayaditti, will condition the delusion. Then the evil roots, the mental hindrance, they can arise. Then when they arise, they make you evil. They hinder your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace and inner calmness. That's why you develop heedlessness. You become heedless, mainly due to the mental hindrance. Then the evil root can make you evil. Then all this, if you do it so often throughout the day in the midst of life, it becomes habitual tendency. Your habits, there is a tendency to react that way, to think that way. Then the mind become like heedlessly thinking, reacting, having problem, having worry and all those things. The stirring of the mind, the essential Dhamma that the Buddha has taught, all this you will witness them. And how the Four Noble Truths can manifest itself within, then you will start to see all the other essential Dhamma. The three evil roots of greed, hatred and delusion, the five mental hindrances, they are sensual desire and ill will, sloth and torpor, restlessness of mind and doubt. Then as you cultivate, you become more stable, more beautiful. Then your mind state starts to change. You start to have the spiritual faculty that will help you overcome the mental hindrance. Then meditation becomes very easy. Without the hindrance, you enter samadhi very fast. Your mind quiet, silent, and become aware very fast. Then through this sati and samadhi, you will have the ability to see things as they are, to insight into phenomena, to develop the wisdom and the understanding. This is what you need to do to train your mind. Then you will start to see the seven factors of enlightenment keep on arising and passing away. Then you start to understand how you function as a human being, the four foundations of mindfulness, the dependent origination, the dwelling, how they arise and how they pass away. You start to see them all. And this is what the training is all about. And through your silence, you can awaken to the universal characteristics of impermanent, suffering state and non-self. Then through this meditative training, you can develop the stability of kaya nupassana, starting of course with anapanasati until very stable. Then bring it forth to the daily life, to be aware of the four posture, to be aware of all action or movement in the present moment, means you not only develop mindfulness. The third category of practice is you develop mindfulness and combine with clear comprehension. Means clearly comprehending everything that you come to be aware of. That's why your sati become very different. When sati and clear comprehension come together, you have heedfulness, you have mindfulness. Then you use it to cultivate noble eightfold path, accumulate into apamada or heedfulness. And the moment you have this heedfulness and stabilize it in the midst of life, use it to live life, to cultivate noble eightfold path. You are destined for enlightenment. Like the Buddha said, heedfulness is the path to the deathless. The heedful never die. Whereas heedlessness is the path to the dead. The heedless are as if dead. So all this you will come to understand. Okay, with this, I will let you continue your meditation. Then I will ring the bell in about 20 minutes. For those who still want to meditate, you can continue. For those who are now slowly, mindfully, come on the meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner mindfulness that you have developed. These are the important mind states that you need to use to live life. When you have trained your mind, the mind becomes different, it listens to you. You want it to be peaceful, quiet, silent, you will just do that. You want it to be aware of anything, you will just be aware. You want it to be conscious of anything, it can become conscious. That is very sensitive, it's very, very different. It's a meditative mind. And when you can maintain this mind state in the midst of life through your training, when your mindfulness becomes very stable, when your mind is in the capacity, then you come to realize you don't really need the object of meditation to anchor it anymore. The mind is already in sati on its own. Then as you move into life, you can maintain this mind state of daily mindfulness to that stability. Everything you do, there is awareness, there is mindfulness. Every moment of seeing, consciousness. Everything you see within the field of vision, you see with awareness, mindfulness. Then whatever hearing too, is with mindfulness. The mind that is sati is very different. It can be mindful in the midst of life itself. Every moment, every instant, every sense experience. Then life becomes like very different. Your body and mind like move as one. That's what Kaya Anupassana is all about. It's just aware without thought. So all action, all movement in the present moment, it can be done. That is the third category of practice of Kaya Anupassana, Sati Sampajana. Clear comprehension is very important. Clearly understanding and comprehending every movement, every activity that goes on in life. And because you are in the moment, you don't think. You are just aware with the clarity. That's why whatever that arises, the mind can understand. Then it can awaken to the phenomena because it has this ability to be with the moment, to see things as they are clearly. Okay, the real meditation is the daily mindfulness, sati sampajana. Mindfulness and clear comprehension of all action, all movement in the present moment. Then when you can do that, use it to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path. That is heedfulness. Then you are destined for enlightenment. Okay, we turn to page 6. We will do the invocation to the devas. In this universe, in the entirety, let the deities come here. Let them hear the good doctrine of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the doctrine. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Okay, Ingbi, yeah.
Samanta Chakravalisu Atra Gacchantu Devata Saddhammam Muni Rajasa Sunantu Sakkamokkhadam Dhamma Savanakalo Ayam Namo
สสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะนะโมตัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะนะโมตัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะอิติปิโสภะคะวะอะระหังสัมมาสัมพุทโธวิจารณสัมปันโนสุขโตโลกวิโตอนุตตรโภุริสาธัมมสารติสัทธาเทวมนุสานังพุทโธภะคะวะติสวาคาโตภะคะวะตาธัมโมสันทิฏฐิโกอัคคาลิโกเอหิปัสสิโกโอปนายโกปัจจตังเวทิตาโปอินโนหิทิสุปัตติปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆสุปัตติปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆยาปัติปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆสามีจิปัติปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆญาติตังจัตตาริปุริสายุคานิอัตตปุริสาปุกาลาเอสาภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆอะหุเนโยปะหุเนโยตะกิเนโยจาริกะระเนโยอนุตตรังปุญญาเกตังโลกัสสติสาธุสาธุสาธุเกเรสเปียร์เอสเปกต์ทริปเปอร์เจมบดังปุจิมิธัมมังปุจิมิสังฆังปุจิมิOkay, you can be seated. Just relax yourself, body and mind, and maintain some form of attention. Huh? Then we can proceed with the second session, meditation reporting, huh? Followed by Q&A. Okay.Tonight, yeah, maybe as usual, huh, you put up your hand, you have to report your meditation and ask any questions so that we can pass it on my
Good evening, Matthew.
Yeah, good evening.
Now,
yeah.
I would like to report the meditation just now.
Ah, good. Very good.
While meditating, I think someone came in.
Yes.
Late, no disturbance.
Correct,
very
yes.
Very quietly.
Yeah.
But I can... I can know that my mind is stirred because of the smelling, smelling sensation.
Yeah.
The mind stir, I see it stir already. Then straight away, the mental form
very
mental
good.
Form of
very
Sister
good.
Jasmine's soul
yeah,
came
yeah.
in.
Yes. Very
but
good.
But when I end of it, when I wake up, I woke up, open my eyes. Jasmine is not in front of me.
Yeah.
So I just now I just very quickly go through the Patijasamubandha.
Yes.
All these things happen already.
Yeah. Very fast.
Just wanted
like
to report
last time,
this.
Brother Pang said. Very fast, before you can even know, it's already gone. That's why when you don't have that stability of mindfulness, you cannot stop it. Not to say resist it, understand not. Stop it with inverted comma means you can be with the moment. When you are with the moment, it doesn't move, understand not. Because the awareness is there, but no sound inside there. It's like you are at that moment. Especially when consciousness strike, when you're meditating, sometimes it can be a very loud noise or whatever. But because you return your awareness to your mind base, it's from here you become aware. That's how you can stay here. Then it stop. Then, through the awareness, it can hear the arising consciousness. Then it can be aware of the content that went in because your mind moves very fast. Then you can stay at the moment of feeling. And this feeling cannot move because of your wisdom. Otherwise, because of your habitual tendency and your heedless thinking, your mind will move, it will stir. That's why avijja paccaya sankhara, very fast. Due to ignorance, you start to think. The moment you perceive, you think. Because you want to know, wanting to know, wanting to understand, you arise the thought. So the first thing you arise is the perception. You try to perceive what this is. Then you cannot perceive through memory. What happens is there is fear. There is something you're not familiar with. Then, like this jasmine, where you spell it before. So straight away the mental formation created jasmine. Then you expect to see that jasmine, the image, come out. So it's not exactly like what you think in the word form. That's why I say the dependent origination that they wrote on the board for you or in the text is one-dimensional. The actual happening is not like that. Upon contact, everything arises already. That's why contact doesn't begin at the sense basis alone. It arises there. But the moment it arises, there is also avijja. There is also ignorance. So the first link, there is also contact. So that's why upon contact, due to ignorant contact, sankhara arises. And sankhara is mental activity. One of them is perception. That's why you try to perceive. That's why avijja paccaya sankhara. Then sankhara paccaya vijnanam. And this vijnanam is the mind consciousness. Then within the mind consciousness, all the content are there already. That's why you have namarupang. So vijnanam paccaya namarupang is, at first it's just upon contact, thought consciousness arises. But because you input the content, so form and mind arise. That's why the namarupa is a fine aggregate of form and mind, the mental aspect. Jasmine, flower, sense, that is the object. That's why it went in. That's why namarupang come about. But dependent on namarupang, you must have the sense basis, otherwise it cannot arise. That's why your sense basis is through smell. So dependent on sense basis, they say there must be contact. But contact was already there at the first tooling. That's why it's multidimensional, it's not single dimensional, it's not linear. So a lot of things happen simultaneously. That's why when I meditate, when I went through that in the daily life, I realized it's not like that. Because my sati was so stable during the early days when I cultivate. Especially 1987-88 that time. Then I keep on understanding, the form of mind keep on understanding on its own. Then upon contact, feeling arise, which is true, because feeling is a type of sensation. Then because of our habitual tendency, our views, our opinion, our conditioning, the mind reacts and stir, like and dislike, pleasant, unpleasant. And these are craving. That's why upon contact, feeling arises. Immediately feeling or condition craving, because it is already so habitual in you. The conditioning, the views, the opinion, you are just that. That's why you don't understand. It's very difficult to break. So this bring about a condition, because you should thank Sue. She asked me some question during dinner. Then I explained to him, to her, sorry. I say, you have to understand clearly. Otherwise, you cannot develop the clear understanding. Because now she meditated, she went into it very seriously. So she asked very good question. I cannot recall what she asked me. You can remember or not? Yeah? So, how I link to the form and mind, the human being? The first one. How did you begin? You were trying to explain to me how you meditate, I think. Yeah. Where he was reading my notes, Appendix 3, Heart Sutta. Yeah, now I remember. He said, according to Brother Theo, everything is very simple, but we all make it complicated. So she tried to explain, but she used the wrong word. Because what I say is, don't try to be aware. She don't know use what word. He said that craving to be aware, don't try to be aware, because who is trying? The thought is trying. When you understand that the thought is active, you cannot be aware. So what must you do? Means awareness is before the knowing, before the perception, before the arising of thought. So what must you do? You have to develop the understanding. As long as I am silent without thought, I already aware, and etc. I don't have to learn to be aware, and etc. I don't have to try to be aware. That is all thought-based meditation. But the problem with human beings is, you cannot stop thinking. You cannot develop the ability to be without thought. Why? That's why I explained to her, the five aggregate of form and mind. Then within the five aggregate, you have the five hindrances. These are the ones that hinders your mind from entering the meditative state or inner peace, inner calmness, and inner mindfulness. That's why you cannot be aware. So what happened? The mental hindrance that you throughout the day create with every moment of seeing consciousness, hearing consciousness, smell, taste, tactile, and thought consciousness, your duality, your reaction of mind, your stirring of mind, like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant. These are sensual desire and ill will, the first two hindrances. If throughout the day also you create this hindrance, how can you be mindful? How can you be in a meditative state? And the worst is it becomes habitual. That's why you think a lot. You become very heedless. Your mind cannot become peaceful. So what people do? They teach you how to focus, concentrate, do all those samatha meditation. Note this, note that, then fix the mind. Use object of meditation, everything. That is the old way, the Hindu way. Those that do samatha, energy field concentration. That's why the Buddha later realized you only need to be aware. That's why he said anapanasati is one of the things. Then go in the four posture. Then I say, when you understand that the moment you are silent without thought, you are already aware. So now, like I always explain, if you know the mental hindrance are the problem creating this inability to be aware, to be mindful, to be peaceful, what must you do? What must you do? Develop the opposite five spiritual faculty. Very good. So this opposite five spiritual faculty, which is Sada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya, is very important. Don't go and fight the hindrance. Don't go and suppress and control the hindrance. This is what they are doing. Try to fight the hindrance. Sleepy try to do a lot of things to make themselves not sleepy. Force themselves to meditate and other things. Then, when sensual desire and ill will arise, they just not. Creating more verbalization, more concept, more thought. You cannot, because you don't understand what you are doing in the midst of meditation. When you meditate without understanding, you end up doing all these things. So spiritual faculty, when you cultivate, you will automatically do away with the hindrance. Then you can meditate very easily. But before this happens, you also want to meditate. Understand? That's why I say you do the mind-sweeping method to decondition your heedless thinking. Then what you do after that? Yeah? After you decondition your heedless thinking, you don't think anymore. Where you feel, you relax. And you keep on doing this. Feel, relax, feel, no more thinking. So this is a new way to decondition the heedless thinking so that you develop a new way of making your mind peaceful, less thinking. And the power of that mind-sweeping method is like I always show you. You see, the thinking is like a momentum. When I swing this bell, the handle, what happened? There's a momentum in there. Momentum is what? I don't need much energy after that. And it will swing by itself. So your habitual thinking is the same, no? If you think until the momentum is there, so habitual, like no need much effort to think one. You want to stop also cannot. So when you do the mind-sweeping method, what happens? You feel, don't think, then you relax. Then this thinking disrupted, understand not? When it's disrupted, it's like this one. To start swinging it again, you need more energy, understand not? Then you have to start over again. But if you have been able to stop this thinking for so long, until it for a long time didn't think, then what happened? Then you will not think, is it? True or not? But you cannot maintain it long because you become heedless more often than you become peaceful. Your mind-sweeping method, you do maybe 10 minutes, maximum 15 minutes, and you can do half an hour very good. But the rest of the day, you're heedless again. That's why square one. It's just like you go retreat. After retreat come out, square one. Well, the heedlessness in daily life start again. So that is not the way to meditate. That is not the way to develop understanding. So developing spiritual faculty becomes so important. Well, during the early day, I realized, after I got the spiritual faculty, especially when my sati came, after 2 weeks, all of a sudden, the form of mind understand because I bow and develop my daily mindfulness until the sati came. Then when the sati came, the form of mind will know. Well, it's so different. The awareness is so clear with the kaya. Then because of this awareness, it can see the movement of the mental aggregate, the activity, the moment of contact, moment of perception, moment of feeling. It can stay there. It can stay there. It really can stay there. You want it to move, it moves. You don't need to move, it will stay there. There's a feeling, it becomes pure feeling. It doesn't stir. Because the wisdom is there, the awareness is there, the stability of mindfulness is there. Then there is clarity. Then because of samadhi is unwavering, collected, that's why you can continue to stay there and see things as they are and let the phenomena tell you the story. That's why you can insight into phenomena. It's revealed by itself through the phenomena, the universal characteristics of impermanence. And the moment you grasp and cling and hold through your mental aggregate, you fall into the what they call delusion, self-delusion. That's how suffering arises. That's how living being develops dukkha. So this is what dependent origination is. You will see them very clearly. So after developing this understanding, you have to write it down and make it very clear, contemplate, reflect until very clear, so that when you meditate, you know what to do. In the name of meditation, when you are meditating, you know why you are doing all these things. don't become habitual like before. People say, not. Sit anapanasati, like automatic. Then no anapanasati, like you're not meditating. Or you are not doing vipassana, you are not with the rising water. These are all delusion, lack of understanding. So what you need to do is, you have to understand why you do every stage, every movement. So write it down very clearly. If the mental hindrance are still there, need to train the spiritual faculty. Don't fight the hindrance. Don't suppress, don't control, don't do anything. Just be aware. Just like Dhamma Nupassana, the first category of cultivation, mindfulness of the five mental hindrance. When you just stay silent and aware, what did the Buddha say in the Satipatthana Sutta? Yeah? The first category of mindfulness training. Mindfulness of the five hindrances. So the Buddha say what? When the mental hindrance or sensual desire has arisen, you are aware. Understand? And because you are aware, you will come to know how the unarisen sensual desire come to be. True or not? It's through your senses. Yes, you are aware. That's why you can know how they come. If you are heedless, you are completely out. You totally don't know what is happening. The craving, the stirring, everything already there. Dependent origination went over, don't know how many rounds, you still don't know. That's why when you have awareness, when there is this craving, desire, like and dislike, sensual desire or ill will, pleasant and unpleasant feeling, that's why you have to be aware. So the first two foundations, from Kaya Nupassana, you develop Anapanasati, mindfulness. Then from there, you develop the awareness of the mental hindrance. Then when the mental hindrance arise, they are linked to the evil roots of greed and hatred. That's why when pleasant and unpleasant feeling arise, you must be aware. Aware means what? The mind has stirred. These are hindrances. It will prevent your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace and inner calmness. You already not meditating. That's why I explain the clang talk. Why you go and note pain, pain, pain? The moment you condition yourself to label it as pain, you already gone. Understand? What is feeling? It's just a sensation. Understand? If you don't label it, feeling will remain as feeling. But there is this, what they call, a very strong dislike or aversion due to your conditioning, where you don't like this type of feeling, this type of sensation you don't like. That's why you label it as pain, uncomfortable, unpleasant feeling. But the moment you label, it become what? Yeah? It become a mental hindrance. Yeah? Your aversion. So when you have aversion, how can you meditate? Well, this is a mental hindrance that hinders your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace and inner calmness. So what must you do? That's why you maintain awareness. The unarisen hindrance has already arisen. So what are you going to do? So the Buddha say, do not be deluded. There are five ways to overcome the unwholesome thought. Of course, when you are not meditating, you do the first two thought based. Think of the direct opposite wholesome thought, or think of the consequence to contemplate, then to make it go. That is it, daily mindfulness, thought based. Use the meditative way, the third way. What do you do? Just silent. Be with it. Then it will dissolve, understand? Because when you are silent and just aware, first thing, what do you do? When you are just silent and aware, you better write it down, otherwise you all cannot remember. When you are just silent and aware, what happened? First thing, you don't think, correct or not? No thinking means no concept, no conditioning. You don't labor. That's why there is no mental hindrance. no mental hindrance, because no aversion or dislike for the feeling. Means you can accept it for what it is. Knowing that if your body is not relaxed, then there is this sensation. This is dependent origination, very natural. You got two choices. React to it and become miserable. React to it means what? Complain. Complain. Label as what? Huh? I use another ink, red color, so that you can remember. So when you label as pain, what is it? This is an aversion. This is a mental hindrance. So what are you going to do? You try to do away with it, isn't it? That's how you go and note. And they tell you, no, it will go away. Everything also will go away after long enough. That's how. But you are miserable, creating hindrance. That's why it hinders your mind from entering the meditative state. But when you follow the Buddha's method, which is this one, you don't think. When you are just silent and aware, there is no thought. No thought, no hindrance. So what happened? No thought, you are already aware. Remember I told you? Without thought, you are already aware. And because of this awareness, or sati, awareness, or sati, there is no mental hindrance. And this is a spiritual faculty, you understand not? That's why it will make you peaceful. Then it will make you calm. Then it will arise piti, which is a spiritual joy, calmness. And because you are relaxed and aware, you don't labor, you don't fight, you don't push, you don't try to do anything about it, your thought is not active. That's how pain can just disappear. Don't need to do anything. Just relax into it, silent, and accept it. The very flowering of that thought is the very ending of that thought. And you don't labor, it becomes pure feeling. You will feel it initially, like the pulling and all those things. Then the mind that wants to react, you will be aware of it. And when you understand already, you can just relax into it. Remember this word, huh? You can just relax into it. Relax into it. Then when you are just silent and aware, means when you relax into it and maintain this silence and just aware, there is no mental hindrance. That's how your mind can become peaceful. Initially, it will come and disturb you. But if you have that wisdom and the understanding, it will lose its power over you. Then when you try it out once, when you just relax into it, silent, like I said here, you can just relax into it, then maintain silent. When you are just silent and aware, you find out what happened. This is the real meditation. This is how I overcome all pain. You remember I told you once when my teacher told me body is the body, mind is mind, mind never the body. We choose to take care of mind. But body important too, because we need to harmonize the body with the mind to cultivate, to meditate. So when I understand that, I'm very confident. Body is just the body, mind is mind. That's why when the pain comes, I just aware, silent. Then that time it really tests me. It becomes so painful. Really. Even without the word, you can feel it. Understand? Then what happened was, the understanding came. Body is just a body. Mind is mind. Mind never with the body. So I tell myself, just like what the Buddha did, no? But I never say it so strong. Not until he enlightened. Even until the blood or the bone all dry up, he will not arise. I didn't say that. I said, never mind. because you can really feel like your leg will paralyze or not. Like it can be so painful until either you faint or your leg paralyzed. I just tell myself, I trust my teacher. I just endure, let it be. That's why Sabo Asavasita said, things that you have to endure, you have to endure. So I endure the pain, I just relax into it, silent. Then I tell myself, the leg, whatever happened, no problem. Because I have faith in what my teacher told me, body is just a body, then I relax. All of a sudden, the mind flashed bright light. The moment the flash came, all of a sudden, the so-called sensation and the pain all like melt away. You know. Within that instant, completely gone. Then the mind was so clear, you know, full of mindfulness, so bright. You know. Then it becomes so brave. You know. Then there was a lot of joy. You know. Then it starts to inquire. You know, what is all this? How come so amazing? Completely without pain. You know. That whole thing just flashed out and no more. You know. Then I went down and checked. You know. Use that mindfulness to go down and check at this point. Really, the mind is the mind. You know. The phenomena is the phenomena. The two are separate. You know. Then I was thinking, how come like that? That tactile thing inside there that caused the tactile sensation, the feeling due to the tactile one. The pulling is still there. You know. All the movement, no word on. No sound also. Just that thing, but I don't know how to describe, how to use word. You saw all those things so clearly, you know. Then after that, that transformation, that day itself, until now, I can sit without problem. I have never encountered problem with pain anymore. No more pain after that. I just relax, silent. Then it's gone. That's why this is the understanding, and this is very important. Then, after that, I explained straight away another part to her because she need to understand this part. Because she said, now I remember that part. He said the habitual tendency. She was aware. This is the part she asked me. She was aware of her own thought. Remember? Your habitual tendency. It come out so fast. Very capable one. No? He said, after I know, you're not supposed to think. I mean, she read the Sabha Asavasa Sutta. What did the Sabha Asavasa Sutta say? Things that are unfit for attention, don't pay attention. Correct? Huh? Because these are the old habitual thought that actually create heedlessness. Huh? Make you heedless. Huh? Like those people who don't understand, they blame the internet. You know? They say internet is the source of all problems. Why? Because nowadays, more and more people log in to the internet to see pornography. It's not the internet, understand? Huh? Don't blame technology, understand? Huh? So in this case, also same. The habitual tendency, the unwholesome thought, he said, keep on arising, even after she has the mindfulness to see them. You cannot deal with them. Then she said, what she did was she ignored them. She go about doing her own thing. Then later on, it disappeared. She was very happy. I said, like that also can, but it will come back, understand? Huh? Because you don't develop the wisdom to overcome it. You have not straightened your view. This habitual tendency will come back because you just ignore. You just like, through Sabha Asavasa Sutta, what do you learn? He said, things that are unfit for attention, don't pay attention. Why? If you pay attention, the unarisen hindrance comes to be. Then the arisen one becomes more fierce. That's why she ignored. But the real cultivation, you ignore, you cannot develop wisdom. You have to confront, reflect and contemplate. Why every time see still like that? Means your view is still not straightened. It's not just habitual tendency. You have not straightened your view. You still cannot accept things as they are. That's why that part is wisdom. So I want to solve her problem once and for all. That's why the contemplative wisdom came. And tonight I will share with you. This is very important. I say you must understand clearly who you are, what you are. How you function as a human being. Remember every time I say that? So now, who are you? What are you? This time draw bigger. Huh? Otherwise you cannot see. So this is your mind. Mundane mind or consciousness. Consciousness or mundane mind. Right. That you have a physical body, right? This part is your physical body. Physical body. So this is the physical form. Physical body or physical form. So this is the first aggregate, then this is mind. There are four more aggregates. Four aggregates of mind. Sorry, mind. Huh? Then this one has a brain, correct? Or? Brain, which is memories. Then what else? It has the five physical senses. And these senses, you know that. Eh? What are they? Your eye, that can see things. Your nose, your ear that can hear things, then your tongue, yeah? Then tactile, your body, bodily tactile. So these five physical senses plus the mind create the sixth sense door, okay? Sixth sense door. So the six type of sense door consciousness, they arise. This is how you know the world. This is how you interact with the world, through the consciousness, through your senses. Without this, you are dead. So this five aggregate of form and mind, you have to understand. The Buddha said this one is not you. Why? We have gone through there. The physical body is just element only. Okay? Then the aggregate of mind, we can break down one by one. Feeling arise and pass away. If it's you, you should die with it. Pleasant feeling or unpleasant feeling. But when feeling arise and pass away, you never die. Perception also same. Thinking, activity, thought also same. Consciousness also same. So this aggregate of mind, if they are not you, then why did they arise in you? So who are you? What are you? So actually, you are a compounded entity, a form and a mind, like the Buddha said. Five aggregate of form and mind. This one and this one, they add, become the five aggregate. So a compounded entity means what? This one is dependent originating, understand that? That's like chemically conditioned out. And then when you function as a human being, do you think this is a permanent unchanging entity? Definitely not. Why? Physically, it goes the way of nature. That's why the five daily contemplation, you will understand. This body of mind is of the nature to grow old, get sick, and die. That's why it's not you. It makes up all elements only. The 32 part. No consciousness can never be you. And it doesn't listen to you. It goes the way of nature. Likewise, the consciousness also dependent originating. No contact, no consciousness. No brain, no mind, no conditioning. Know what they call your views and opinion or belief system, there is no content of consciousness inside there. Understand? That's why the baby don't have content. They can actually see things as they are. Understand? But you grow up through your conditioning and all those things. What happened to you? Yeah? What happened to you? I need to look for a place to write. Because this is very important. Cannot, if I rub, all this gone. I take this one. Okay. You listen. Then who are you? What are you? You are actually just a bundle of memories. Which one go in? Or next time I bring from my house one. Somebody bought for me. Very good on the ink. The human being, is just a bundle of what? Ah, very good. Oh, remember, Ingvi, very good. Wait, need a duster to run. You can see or not, red color, or you want blue color? Huh? Bundle of memories. With its conditioning. Conditioning. Views and opinion. And memories with its conditioning, views and opinion and belief system. Of course, with the tradition and other things, yeah? Your traditional belief, yeah? Traditions, etc. Do you realize or not this one, which I define the human being? You agree or not? Yeah? As a human being, you are just a bundle of memories with its conditioning, views, opinion, and belief system. And whatever tradition you are exposed to, which is also part of the conditioning. So if you are this, is this a permanent entity? Because memory, through accident, that's why those who got stroke or burst in the, what they call, the brain vessel burst, then they went into stroke. What happened when the memory is gone? They forgot who they are, depending on which part of the brain, understand? So without all this, your entity is erased, understand? Your entity come about through this conditioning. That's why when you are conditioned to believe you are Chinese, belief system, Buddhist, then when you have very strong view about certain thing and your opinion, you will act according to that, understand? You will behave according to this. That's why this one is not a permanent unchanging entity. And this one is subject to change. Why? As you grew up, when you are no longer so childish, you change in there. You become different in there. As you go to school, you learn. As you have girlfriend, boyfriend, you also learn through life. Understand? Then after marriage, you learn again. But whether you learn correctly or wrongly is very important. Understand? And most people, without the Dhamma, through delusion, self-delusion, and ignorance, they learn the wrong thing. That's why this one become more and more selfish, more and more deluded. And because of that, it become more emotional. There's a lot of fear, a lot of worry, a lot of anxiety. That's why the three evil roots are there. So because of that, you create a lot of karmic negativity. That's why you have suffering. Dhammapada was one, where you act, speak, and think with a heedless mind. That condition, the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion, that will make you evil. Then suffering will follow you. So this is what happened. So how do we transform this human being? We have to understand clearly how we become what we are through the conditioning, like Krishnamurti said. Through our belief system, our views and opinion about things. We are so rigid, we think. And we want to be right. Because Sakaya Ditti say, I exist. Then you think there is a thinker behind the thought. There is no thinker behind the thought. Why? Because of memory. This bundle of memory, this is the culprit. Understand? Why? Because if you meditate silent your mind through awareness, that's like Krishnamurti know. He said thought is response to memories. Actually, thought comes from memory. And memory is the accumulation of all your views, your opinion, your conditioning, and your belief system. Everything goes into your memory. That's why the Mahayana also very wise. He said cause of suffering is accumulation. When you accumulate them as memories, your scars of memory, your belief system, your views, your opinion, your conditioning, these become what you are. You will think like that, act like that, speak like that, and do things according to that memory. So what happened? To purify, what must you do? The Buddha said, you must understand all this, how you fall, how you become heedless, how you develop the evil root and make you evil, then how the mental hindrance make you heedless and all those things. So after understanding the essential Dhamma and develop mindfulness to see all this, what must you do? You must cultivate and train the mind to be mindful, to be aware, so that you can deal with them. Then when you have right view, straight away you deal. You avoid all evil and do good. So when you have right view means what? You straighten your view. So all these views and opinion, belief system which are wrong, you will give up. Understand? When you straighten your view and develop wisdom, all this conditioning break down. You will not be affected by it anymore. It will not influence you anymore. Where you are not deceived by it. Where you know clearly this is not me. The form and mind is just condition arising, karmically conditional. The three conditions that make it alive, what are they? Karmic force, which is the life force, then the consciousness and the physical body in functional condition. Any of these conditions gone, this human being is gone. They say dead. So when you understand that you are just a bundle of memory, yeah, with its conditioning, views and opinion and belief system, of course including all the tradition, traditional belief and all those things, these are still your conditioning. So you have to understand that this is not me. Then I have to straighten my view, constantly straighten my view, constantly develop the understanding. That's why the essential Dhamma of the Buddha is very important. When I understand the essential Dhamma, I can actually free my mind. Then I know the form is not me. The mind aggregates are not me. If they are not me, that's how it arises in me. It arises in you because these are the byproduct of your true nature. You have another nature that is beyond this form and mind. But it needs this form and mind to connect. Without this form and mind, that nature cannot be connected. And when you understand this, then when you can silence your mind until you connect, then this one develops wisdom through the direct seeing and the awakening, then you straighten your view. Then this human being become what? Become wise, correct or not? When he become wise, is no longer deluded, correct or not? Then what happened? You can say this fellow is now without delusion, enlightened. But this fellow is not you, understand or not? That's why this one, after he has straightened his view and developed the wisdom, this one you can say is enlightened. He's not deceived by the phenomenal world anymore. He's not deceived by what people say and what people tell him. Because his mind is different. He knows this is not real. This is not him. But this is part of the karmic conditioning, the segmented life for him to come to this world, to live life, to experience life, and to use it to cultivate and develop all the wholesomeness, fulfill the vow and all the. So when you have this complete understanding, you become different. You know how to live life to the fullest, and you can experience the great beauty and wonders of life, and you can experience life to the fullest. That's what wonderful existence means in the Heart Sutta. When you penetrate through emptiness, 真空妙有. That's why true emptiness is wonderful existence. And this is the understanding. Then when you have this, all of your habitual tendency gone, I tell you. We have no more meaning. Understand? That's why sabbe sankhara anicchang, you know. Sankhara, they arise and pass away. Not real. It's through your self-delusion that condition you to grasp and cling and hold on to all those concepts. So if thought is respond to this bundle of memory, which means this thought is also impermanent, understand? And there is no thinker behind the thought. That is the most important. Understand that? Otherwise, you deludedly think that there is a person there who thinks. There is a person there who is stubborn, has not, have views, have opinion. No! There is nobody behind. It's just memory. Then respond to memory. Then your views and opinion all accumulate inside there. That's why you act according to that. That's why you become what you are because of your conditioning, your belief system, your views, your opinion. You know? And this is just sankhara, understand not? Put together through memories. Accumulation. Yeah. This one only came today, you know, the contemplation. If she has not asked me, I would have not had the condition to explain to you all this. Yeah. This one I already knew long ago, before I read Krishnamurti's book. But there is no condition for me to bring it out until she asked me those questions. Then I realized living beings' problem, I cultivate this problem. They cannot deal with the habitual tendency, you know, the wrong view. You know. They keep on wanting to think that way. You know. Cannot. If you don't have a penetrative awakening, especially the three characteristics of impermanence, suffering state, and non-self, you cannot handle this because you cannot understand who you are, what you are. When you see clearly the impermanence characteristics of nature, then you realize everything is just dependent originating. No self within, no permanent unchanging entity that you can say, this is me, this is I. Therefore, this one can own everything, this can be mine. No such thing. Then the ego is gone, personality is gone. That's why the thought is the egoic mind. The egoic mind cannot become wise. That's why thought cannot develop wisdom. That's why thought-based meditation is doomed. Thought can make you very clever. Understand? Very cunning. Yeah. In a certain way, very intelligent. But you cannot be wise. Wisdom is not from thought. Your thought is limited. Limited by itself. Understand? So, I hope I answer you, Amy. Very good. Also, together with her, you should thank Sue also. That's why you must ask or report your meditation. Otherwise, there's no condition. There are so many things that this nature can understand, but there is no condition for it to come out until when you ask. That's why you have to ask. Don't be shy. Every question is a very good question. Today good, still very early, before 10. Okay, anybody wants to report anything else? Your meditation or ask any question? This one can understand. It cannot better ask. Make it clear. But hopefully recorded. You can understand this part. This part is most important. Maybe I write very small. I don't know at the back you all can see or not. Can you all see? Okay, read it out for me. Which is part of your traditional belief, your tradition that actually condition you into what you are. Like we are Chinese, we have a lot of Chinese tradition in us, understand? Our surname, how our forefathers celebrate all the various type of festival, the Chinese tradition as well. Then we celebrate Chinese New Year, understand? We even celebrate Ghost Festival, month of July. Then we even celebrate Lantern Festival, which we just celebrated, or Mooncake Festival. So a lot of these things are from our tradition, our traditional belief. And those are rites and ritual. And these are all that you pick up as you grew up. It's all through your karmic tool. That's why you are born of your karma, heir to your karma, condition and support the well. You are what you are because of karma. And this one refers to the human being. Always remember. When the Buddha say that, it refers to the human being. It's not your true nature. Because he say impermanent, non-self. Then how come still got you are born of your all these things? You all didn't pick it up. The Buddha contradicted himself. No, he didn't contradict himself. He say, this is also part of you. But this is not a permanent unchanging entity. That's why it's not the true you. Understand? This one is a fake one. Jia xiang in Mandarin. Understand? The Mandarin word very good. Jia xiang. Even you say Hokkien, care, doesn't strike you. Understand? But jia xiang, the word is very impactful. Our English also no good. False you. Xiang, xiang, ni wo xiang. That word xiang is very good in Mandarin. All sorts of form is a xiang. Correct? No? Then the human body is also a xiang. That's why it's rupa actually. Form. That's why just now, after Amy asked the question, I knew I need to link all this. Because during the dinner time, he suddenly asked me that question. That's why now she cultivated, she know what to ask already. Last time I asked all the normal, what they call, the mundane question. Karma how? I kill, I take birth what? All the stuff, nothing to do with the practice. You ask that for what? I die already how? They say, if I keep reset, I go Devarayama. True ah? Correct. You ask that type of question. Next time I will tell you, don't waste time. Go and cultivate. Then ask more appropriate question. Because when you cultivate, you ask different questions. Like in BSC, because he saw the mind so fast. You just have to tell me exactly what happened. Then I can know you are at what stage and what are you doing. Whether you understand or not. Because it's not easy, I realize. That's why I have to repeat and repeat, repeat until it goes in. You have to write it out, like the Klang talk I say, you have to write it out until it becomes very clear to you. That's why last time I used to tell you the first stage of Dhamma, Pariyatti, the learning of the teaching. You have to spend time on that until very, very clear. During the early day, the moment I understand all this, I write it down. Then I got so much joy. I say, so simple, the secret of life. Nobody can have that understanding, that ability to summarize all his understanding after the enlightenment into just four noble truths. And it covers all of life, mundane and supramundane. Everything about life is there. I say, who can do that? He must be the real one. That's why in the year 1971, when I first read that four noble truths of the Chief Reverend's book, What Buddhists Believe, I straight away my nature tell me, no need to search. This is the true one. I said, nobody 2,000 years ago can summarize all his understanding into just four noble truths. He must be the real one. Well, even that time manager tell me one, if I had this enlightenment, if I had not born in the Buddha Sasana without this teaching, I cannot summarize my understanding into four noble truths. No way. No way. Because this nature, no, cannot. Unless you are Sammasambuddha, really. The whole lot of secret of life, he can just give you four noble truths. Truth that can make you noble one. Who can do that, I tell you? And nowadays, I really, in a way, I was very surprised. Until today, most Buddhists don't really understand the four noble truths, I tell you. The greatness and power of the four noble truths, the scope that it covers, I have not heard anybody explain it that way and write about it. It's all the standard Dhamma knowledge and teaching. So this is something that can actually allow you to have deep understanding and very penetrative understanding. Then you will straighten your view. Then the form and mind will become very different. Then all those old habitual tendency, delusion, all will just melt away. Like you remember, last night I teach you how to see form, the unreality of form. Then only you can see beyond form. If form also you cannot see, you will be trapped. Understand? That's why you grasp, you cling, thinking that they are so beautiful. There is permanence. There is beauty. There is what? It's all within the moment. Understand? That's why life is just within the moment. How real can it be? Split second, the reality is the angle. And that is the only reality in life. No? But because there is a form in mind that can live through this moment, that's why there is such thing as life. But it is impermanent. But even though it is impermanent, there is such thing as a form in mind developing the understanding, that joy, to live life to the fullest, to experience all of the beauties and wonders of life. And this is possible. That's why every moment is fully living. Because within the moment you can be aware. You don't have worry. You don't have thought process. You just with the moment. And everything is so beautiful. When you have the understanding, of course. Without the understanding, cannot. The slightest thing that disturb you will make you restless, I tell you. Your fear, your worry, your anxiety, born of what? Attachment, clinging, holding. You worry about your health, your own financial position, your property, your wealth, your loved one, everything that you think you own, your reputation and whatever, even your own name, your own title, Dato, Tan Sri, doctor, engineer, then when you lose everything, overnight, what happened? You become crazy, I tell you. But enlightenment is, you lose all of this conditioning, wrong view, delusion, the bundle of memory all clean up, scars of memory all gone, no more. So beautiful. That's why you also lost everything. But you lost all the rubbish, all the wrong view, everything, all the conditioning, all the same, no use. But you develop wisdom, understanding. And when you have wisdom and understanding, what happens? Your mind becomes very light, very clear, very peaceful. You are just the way you are, beautiful. So this brings me to another point. You see, the problem with this bundle of memories, before you have your conditioning, your belief system and all this thing, you know what is your brain? Your brain. Let's say this is your brain. Let's say you can measure it. This is your brain. So what happened? As a child, before you know anything, before the conditioning, it's a clean slate, isn't it? Correct or not? Clean. So like USB, no data yet. Clean slate. That's why the child is very naive, very what they call innocent. Innocent. No cunningness, nothing. They're very cute, understand? Very innocent, very cute. You see the way he fall, the way they cry also. A very sincere one. No cunningness, very cute. But later on he become naughty. So what happened is, when you grew up, the conditioning came in, no? The belief system, especially Penang, a lot of things cannot do one. Everything also besai. Like ask you to sell shit. So, your pantang, your rights and riches, all your pantang, then your views, your opinion, your conditioning, then all your fear, the scars of memory, all you accumulate, understand? As you accumulate, what happened? Then your suffering, your fear, your worry, your phobia, your whatever. Then the thing that you do, you don't like people to know one. Also you hide inside there. Understand? Then when you drunk, you speak it out. Then when you sleep through your nightmare or whatever, you say it out. Then you get into deep trouble. So all this, what I'm trying to show you is, they create restriction in you, understand? Means you are not free to move, understand? Because everything affect you because of your accumulation of all these views, opinion, conditioning, pantang, belief system, tradition. So anything people say, it went in already without you knowing, because you believe. Understand? You may say, no, I don't believe, but it's already inside there. They say, amitehoi ukuya. You go to dark place or something, the thought comes back. Ayo, my mother told me last time, don't go to dark places, no. God goes on. No. Then after that, a gust of wind comes, no. Oh, lucky panic, the hair also on. And that's why you create your own fear. Then you go traveling, hotel, cannot sleep, no. Wow, brother, they say got ghost or no. How, talk to them, how to talk, that time only you want to learn how to talk. You got the recording, you got write down, got notes, mati lah. Understand? So that's why all this, it create restriction, understand? You cannot move, understand? Because there is no space. But when there is clarity, there is space. There is awareness. That's why there is learning. There is understanding. That's why you don't accumulate. You don't hold. And after you transform, when your mundane mind collapses, when your vibration becomes so different, because that mundane mind is so cross, it cannot stand up to that pure mind, the pure vibration within. That's why it will collapse. And after it collapses, the whole of the brain structure become different. I don't know if scientists can find out or not. That's why I don't know. Here become very different, no? Because after that Monday night collapse, you really got nothing to obscure your mind and your brain and your memory. Nothing, just like last time there is a layer of consciousness, no? Then this one, a lot of heedlessness, a lot of thinking. But this Monday night, very easy to meditate on, very easy to be mindful. But when this flow collapse, the pure Maya, the supramundane Maya, the true Maya, that very fine, pure consciousness, pure awareness, that type of Maya, cannot hold on, cannot grasp on. No. That's why split second is gone on. It cannot remember things. The moment you want to remember, suffering arises. Then that type of Maya is so different. No. You want to be aware. Next time when you realize it, you come and tell me, it's so different. You cannot do it on. But no need to do already, because you already understood what that thing is before the thing happened. Then after that, the whole thing just shine forth like that. No? Then you still need to be aware. No? The true mind, the true nature, like the sun's ray, shine forth without the cloud, nothing. Then you still need to be aware. No? You still need to go and buy candle to light up. No? That whole thing is so bright and so clear, so vivid. You don't need anything. There's every moment like that. Then how to tell people? How to explain to people? Because cannot. This type of thing, not until you have done it. And it's the form of mind that understand. It's not a person inside there, no. Because the form of mind that is connected is linked to that wisdom. That's why this wisdom, you don't be deluded. No? You don't think all the true mind, everything already born perfect with that wisdom. Or no, your nature, yes. But you have to inherit that. Understand? That's why this form of mind must connect. Understand? Then after that, it has the condition, then you only inherit. It's not like karma. No? The moment you are born, you are already connected. Understand? But that one connected is good and bad also connect. That one, you want to run also cannot. Like that day, I think today, Joyce and Mimi was with me and the son, Mimi's son. He said, don't want to come back already. He said, come back also very interesting. Not necessary, must not come back. I said, that one is Theravada concept. Then I told her, I said, if you want to come back, you better choose to come back. Then very good. You have to come back. Very charming. So, he said, don't only have to come back, forced to come back. That's why, if you understand, you better follow the advice of the Buddha. Strive on with heedfulness and have this clear understanding life after life. So that when you come back, even without the Buddha Sasana, you can still cultivate. This understanding will still arise. That's why that vow, they are going to send out the WhatsApp message next Wednesday night, 28. We are going to allow all those people who wants to renew their Bodhisattva vow, or take anew, or for whatever reason they want to have them. Then I will go through with you all one more round. Because this is something that you have to develop the affirmation until it becomes very strong, very stable, a part of you. So that life after life you come, you have this. But inside there is not only the vow. I develop the affirmation for you to have this right view whenever you come. The three right view. You go and read 5 pages. They are very good. You must understand first the law of karma. Then why you follow the advice of the Buddha and the importance of the precept, everything. Then after that, you must understand that this form of mind is not you, karmically conditioned out for you to use, to live life and all those things. Then you have to connect to your true nature to cultivate, to inherit the spiritual understanding. So all these are there. Then you make aspiration for causes and conditions for you to have this understanding through your merits and perfection or whatever. Then only you determine the Bodhisattva vow and how the Bodhisattva vow actually help you in your practice, in your cultivation. These vow are actually skillful means to perfect yourself, to develop that type of understanding and wisdom, and you got nothing to lose. You don't think that there's a person who, don't want to come back already. Finish. You don't need to come back. But it's not you. But the beauty of the form and mind, when you have the wisdom connected to it, you never experience. Maybe that life, like certain arahant during the Buddha's time, the moment they become arahant, what happened? They walk out. They got go to death. By the bull or what, because of karma. They don't get to live that type of third phase of Dhamma, Pativeda, the fruit of their hard work and all those things. So if you can have this Bodhisattva vow to allow you to come back, to have this understanding, then you can experience this wonderful existence, the beauty and wonders of life for many, many lives to come. That's why one of my teachers told me, it can be very wonderful. People thought it full of suffering and now don't want to come back already. That fear, just want to quickly finish it. But that fear is the one that will block you. Then the craving to finish is also the one to block you. That's why finally Ananda also knew. When he gave up striving before the first council, you remember? The 500 arahant waiting for him. What happened? Before that he tried so hard. No, he has been following the Buddha for so many years. He has committed to memory all his sutta. And yet, he couldn't become an arahant. Why? Because he strived too hard. He has this thing behind, you must be an arahant to qualify for the 500 members of the first council. He strived so hard. Then when he gave up, almost done, when he gave up completely without craving, without expectation, nothing, then he want to lie down to sleep. The moment the body lie down, before he touched the pillow, he suddenly become an arahant, awakened. See? It can never happen if you hold on to things. When you have this craving, and now I want to end. Cannot. Those who make it also, finally, either they some sort of giving up, then they just let things be. That's it. Cannot means cannot. Or when they don't have any expectation, all of a sudden it will come. Those who strike lottery, they will know. You never expect it will come. When you everyday aim, like just now I heard in the car from Sue and Song, he said he cannot come for retreat because in New Zealand, maybe flight ticket expensive. Wow, Song so generous. Don't worry, I strike social welfare 1 million. I sponsor your trip, your flight, everything. Then Sue Lahaki smart. Better I strike than you strike. Your mind is NZ dollar, 3 times yours. Then the next question Song asks, you bought your ticket already? Haven't bought ticket. Where got condition? Song say, I hear I can buy anytime. I mean, you may take it as a joke. But like I say, when you don't expect, then it will happen. But you must have the paramiya though. A lot of things when you don't expect, it will happen. But to the cultivator, different. They know the sign coming already, and they know. A lot of things are very strange. That's why this nature like very lucky. A lot of things, they invite me attending or what, lucky draw. I always get on. I don't know why. Then my first job, I remember in Penang, I told some of you, this IEM Northern Branch, I think they got 100 over tables, I think. Also no members went. So my company that time I worked for Jurutama, we bought 2 tables. Then that day I had to be at the site until quite late. Then I told my that lady in charge was Leong Thai. She's an accountant. She bought the ticket. She called me. I said, why? He said, I got these 2 tables, 20 tickets. You have to go where you are an engineer. You have to pass to them. I said, but I cannot leave until what time? He said, lah, there lah. Okay lah, I give you 2 tickets lah. The rest 18 I take. Oh, I said, very good. You ask the office boy or what, send it to the side. So I took, I give one to my assistant. Then we went there. By the time we went there, the dinner just start. I think we reached there 7:30 something, I think, almost near the 8 o'clock. And oh, as usual, contractor, you know, we have our food and they all drink. Then come to lucky draw. No? Lucky draw. All the consolation prize, the initial prize, all everybody got. Then very funny, you know, I got a feeling. Because that time I just about to get married. No honeymoon money. Then very funny, you know, when they call out, the second prize, my assistant got it. You know. Then after that, I say, next one should be mine already. But funny, you know, 2 of us put the ticket in together one. You know. How can it be like that? And when the first prize was announced, I got it. You know. So that 2 tickets I got first prize and second prize. You can believe it. Then that Leong Thai, the accountant, wow, cannot accept. You know. He said, how can 20 tickets, I give you 2, I take 18, no? You get first and second prize. Where I got fairness on this? And it's really amazing. And you know the ticket price was what? 3 days, 2 nights. Rasa Sayang Hotel Penang, last time the most famous 5-star one, I think, Suyan will know. Oh, that's where my honeymoon was. Don't need money. So sometimes your paramiya, but when you have this nature, you can feel that it's coming. You don't have any expectation, but you can feel like something is going to happen. Or then it just happened. Then it just unfold. But when you aim, I tell you, cannot get one. Cannot. You cannot crave for it or desire for it. You just let it be. And then it come. And you have the parami, it will come. That's why I told Sue. Don't have expectation. And then your noble wish can be fulfilled because you have parami. But don't go and buy lottery ticket after this. If you have condition, they come to you. You just like charity, help people. Buy. First day I went to work also same as Mi Fong passed the mic to Mi Fong. Mi Fong got question. Can, yes. Oh, you're, Pramasri, you are requested to share. Tuesday class share, but now Mi Fong won. Mi Fong didn't hear. Never mind. Try. You got only 10 minutes. Cannot remember. I help you a bit. No, help you a bit. Joyce. Pass to Joyce. Pass to Joyce. Sadhu. I almost forgot. She told me you want to share something. I forgot. Okay, new one. Good.
Getting old. How should I come? There are two things that crosses my mind. One was when a brother too was explaining who are you and what are you. And in that aspect, it leads to what Brother Chu says, that you know, when your mundane mind collapsed, and when you have to, in a way, do away with the mundane mind. To my understanding, it is very much more that is when the wisdom arises, and. I think Brother Chu, I did mention this to you. One of the Bante actually told me that whenever you have something that you think is very profound, you should write it down.
Otherwise, condition no more, it's gone. But even if you don't write it down, when there's condition, the understanding will come back. There must be condition for it. Mm.
So my understanding of Brother Chu's concept, well, I use the word concept because as to deliver my expression of a collapsed mundane mind is when the wisdom arises, and basically when the wisdom arises, if I may refer to my notes, it's like when wisdom is in your life, you tend to. It helps us to overcome the ingrained memories or data, in depending on how you want to perceive it, of our kind of habitual thinking.
And your conditioning. Because by then you have the clarity to understand them all. That's why they got no more power over you. Then they will cease to be. Then this thing is not like what you mention or think, because this one, when your wisdom arises after you have penetrated the three universal characteristics, after you have developed the awakening, the mundane mind actually is still there, not so fast on.
Now I was trying to get into, but is the, that when you have that wisdom functioning in your life, to speak,
The arahan, they still have the mundane mind, but they are no more ignorant. That's why the Mahayana say the birth and death of the segmented life no more, finished, because of the wisdom, they are arahan. But the birth and death of the thought, they still continue. That's why they still have outflow, they call it, because the thought, the mundane mind is still there. But because of their wisdom, upon death consciousness, no more avijja, there is no rebirth consciousness of the segmented life. But the mundane mind will only collapse if you do the bodhisattva way, if you touch the nature. Then you go in, then a lot of things happen. Then here the consciousness, slowly it moves down. Then suddenly one day, it dropped off. I remember it took me 9 months. You can see the movement slowly. Then I remember Ajahn Buddhadasa say, like a wheel of ignorance, V-E-I-L, that wheel just drop off. Like lady, you wear the veil, translucent, you don't want people to see you, then that one drop off, then you can see clearly. Okay, continue.
I think what I'm trying to not to try.
The wisdom part.
Yeah, the wisdom part is that when wisdom is kind of like functioning in your life, it sort of like enables you to overcome the ingrained perspective of your recollections or your memories or your data, so to speak. And this somehow also gives us a very fresh perspective of looking
from there better.
Can I?
Yeah, and you read from there. You need the light.
I read with something that says.
Read from there, never mind.
It enables us to overcome the ingrained habitual thinking, and somehow brings us to a fresh and a fresh view.
I know, like right view.
Yeah, a fresh view of any situation.
Yes.
And this will sort of enable us to also make some broad assessment.
Correct.
Of the facts in front of us. It can be anything.
Correct.
Yeah. And then with this, it would like sort of like deliver us or give or bring us to a more peaceful, joyful.
Yeah, because of your right view. Yeah. As you straighten your view through all this understanding, then you develop a lot of what they call stability or wisdom. Like you say, after you have your initial wisdom, you will see that all your wrong view or your conditioning, your ingrained habitual tendency and all those things, these are the ones that cause you the heedlessness and the problem in the past. So now after you have understood, what have you got to do?
Actually,
because when the wisdom is not penetrative, you will still have to reflect and contemplate. But when the wisdom is so penetrative, the direct seeing, the awakening, the third turning, there is no such thing already. Immediately it understands, then the problem no more. It cannot hold. This gradual one is the contemplative wisdom through second turning. Every time you have to reflect, contemplate, and stabilize it, and straighten your view, slowly, bit by bit. Every time you encounter a situation, you learn. Every time you encounter a situation, you learn. So this one is second turning wisdom, more slow, not the penetrative one. Then when the penetrative one comes, that's why you can just sever through and awaken. So the penetrative one normally when it comes is at least anagami or arahant and beyond. Good.
I'm quite sure I'm not far from it.
Good.
And the second thing was that when you're talking about the lottery and all that, on a lighter note, of course. As I was after having lunch with you, I was rushing back home, basically because I have quite a few things to finish in the WhatsApp to attend to. And in the midst of driving, I have a call, and it's really it's actually a very beautiful call.
Oh, sadhu.
Yeah, actually sadhu.
Yeah.
Because somebody actually called me and says that. Because of the conditions that we have created for numerous people, many people to do dana, to express their generosity and all that, and they are very people are quite appreciative of that, and I think not many people would express it in that way, but it was really wonderful to hear something like that when you have worked for many years in the Dharma and all that, and I think people like Sui An and many people who are involved in
over the years, as you cultivate, you start to understand. You think you got money, you can do all this parami, you are not given condition, I tell you, you can only donate to maybe certain organization. But these are spiritual places that has a lot of condition behind. that can bring forth great spiritual benefits to many, many people. So the merits, the parami that can evolve out of this way place is so different from your normal charity to all these other organizations, like old folks home or whatever and all those things. So that's why I had a lot of joy when there is condition to do. Then I will know what to do. That's why Acharya Achalo was a very special case because of the special affinity, and he got his parami. That's why we also benefited in the sense that he allowed us to do, and he knows that we are part of the condition. And his center came out also due to certain aspect, our good affinity with him and our support. Then we get to partake in such wholesomeness. And he is a very, very wholesome monk, very good monk, very sincere monk. Okay, continue.
Actually, the wonderful news is this, is that actually this person called me and says that because of the condition that we create, he's actually giving us $10,000
for sadhu.
For another Giri Land project.
Yeah, and
it is,
sadhu.
It is such a warm thing to think. And what I want to say is that whenever you have any conditions,
is it the one that put anonymous?
No, this is second one. So we actually have 30,000 now.
I know.
Yeah, right.
Because
now,
under the land donation, I saw Man Yuan, then another one put anonymous.
This is the first anonymous. This is the second anonymous.
Means I behind time already.
Yeah, no, because I apologize because I have butterfingers, and I haven't finished it yet. The whole thing. But I just want to share this very good news with everybody, and also to express and tell people that if you have the condition to do Dharma work or any charity work, please go forth.
Yeah.
Don't be shy. I mean, mistakes comes, complaint comes, it doesn't matter. I mean, as long as you sincerely want to do something for the sasana, you should go forth and do it. Yeah.
Because it doesn't cost as much. And most of us, if we are already in what they call stage where we can retire with financial freedom, you don't have to donate much. Whatever that comes with your heart, with your sincerity, your generosity, you just donate whatever you can. Then you have the means, you can afford, you can do more. So there is no compulsion, nothing. This is free will. And these are conditions that come about because we are in the Kayanamita group. And Kayamita group, very blessed one. Every year got a lot of wholesomeness on. And even if you don't donate, you don't worry. You are part of the Kayamita fund. The Kayamita fund did a lot of things for you already. That's why this wholesomeness, this parami is already there, invoked for you. When I set it up, I had this in mind for all Kayamita who are sincere, who are faithful, who has the faith. Not faithful to me, to the Buddha, who has the faith in the Buddha and his teaching. So all this is to help you all to develop the condition, the affinity, the parami, to actually generate all the causes and conditions for you to progress along the path of Dhamma swiftly, beautifully, so that you won't go wrong, so that all your future is taken care of. And a lot of this money, you reflect back, you cannot take along with you when your breath stops. So, develop the understanding that if it's something not much I can afford, I just donate because these are the conditions. But later on, you want to do also no more when that thing no more finish, no more. So, what Joy has brought up is something useful. Yeah. Okay, we better stop. 10:35. Let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So whoever want to share or ask question, next Thursday write it down. Or when you come, put up your hand fast. Otherwise, we only have two or three people who can share. There's sometimes one question already almost 40 minutes or 35 minutes. So try your very best. Yes, don't be shy. Put up your hand first. Worry later. Okay, now we recall to mind all of the merits and wholesomeness that we have cultivated since the last 2 hours plus. Let us rejoice with all this wholesomeness, then share and transfer these merits to all beings who can receive them, starting with the devas. Akka satta ca bhumatha devanaga mahindika punyang tang anumoditva cirang rakkhantu loka sasana hita watta caammehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya idang menyatidang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo idang menyatidang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo idang menyatidang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo imina punyang kamina mame bala samagamo Satang samagamo hotu yava nivana patiya sadhu sadhu sadhu. Okay, pay homage to Lord Buddha and Kuan Yin Bodhisattva.
Thank you.